ABC Radio Australia.
At the 11th hour, the Vanuatu government has given the green light to more than 160 workers to travel to Australia to pick mangoes in the Northern Territory. The entire pilot program that the Australian government and others had been pinning their hopes on was up in the air after the office of Vanuatu's Prime Minister told the ABC that most ministers were against it. Instead, they wanted to focus on repatriating hundreds of workers who are still stranded in Australia and New Zealand. Australia's Agriculture Minister David Littleproud spoke about the pilot program in his media conference yesterday. Let's take a listen.
We are working with Maurice Payne through DFAT to make sure that they clearly understand and appreciate that we will keep them safe in Australia. There will be social distancing restrictions, there will be health restrictions to make sure that they can come over under the seasonal worker and Pacific Island programs, and we'll protect them and their citizens and make sure that they'll be okay. So, but you've got to understand that is the sovereign right of any nation to make that determination, and we'll continue to work with them, and we're hoping that a decision from them will be very soon.
That was Australian Agricultural Minister David Littleproud, and a decision from the Vanuatu government did come very soon, with Vanuatu's Council of Ministers reaching an agreement late yesterday. Pacific Beat understands the flight from Port Vila to Darwin in Australia's far north, which was due to take off this morning, will now be delayed by just a few days. Once the Nevan contingent arrive in Australia, they will spend 2 weeks in quarantine before starting work on mango farms. Opposition MP John Salong is a former recruitment agent for seasonal workers, and he's been assisting some of those who are due to be coming to Australia soon now, and he joins me. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mala.
The flight hasn't left today as initially scheduled, but we understand workers should be leaving later this week. Are you happy with the outcome?
Absolutely. I mean, we are intending on trying to restart the economy. As you know, there's been the economy has been devastated by not only COVID-19, but also by TC Harold. So there is a need to begin to have people going to work again. And seasonal workers, obviously, has been making up about probably 9.5% of the GDP in the past years. That's workers going to Australia and New Zealand. And so this group of workers, 170 or so, it's very important signal in saying that people in Vanuatu are intent on going back to work.
Now, you're in opposition, so you weren't directly involved in the meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday, but have you been advised what changed the government's mind?
Well, we know that the concern is always about making sure that no COVID-19 case comes to Vanuatu. So the issue has been how the protocols are set up so that people are able to go and be safe. And also, of course, if once the second wave of repatriation happens, that there is a stringent process here so that there is a minimum risk of re-importing COVID-19 into Vanuatu. So that has always been the concern.
Now, Australian mango farmers had a lot to lose if Vanuatu workers didn't come to Australia. Do you think there was pressure applied by the Australian government to make sure that this flight and pilot program does go ahead?
I think the pressure is coming from within Vanuatu because, of course, we have been part of the seasonal work now since about 2010. And a lot of families in Vanuatu know how much money that is brought back is important to us. So I wouldn't think that the pressure was coming from Australia.
Now, the PM's office advised us late on Friday that the government wanted to instead concentrate on repatriating Vanuatu citizens. You know, some of them are seasonal workers who are stuck in Australia and New Zealand because of closed borders. Is that something the government should also be focusing on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's important for those who are no longer working to return back to their families. And that's a process that, again, has been hampered by difficulties, I guess, in ironing out protocols and making sure there's funds set aside for the cost of repatriating people and keeping them in quarantine for 14 days.
Now, the government has said there is about 800 workers that it wants to repatriate. Many of those workers are in Australia, and as we know, some without work contracts. Is there a reason why these workers couldn't be used as the, you know, pilot program for picking fruit in Northern Territories?
Those are numbers that everybody, I guess, puts around, but it's not exactly the case. I think the numbers of people who are maybe, let's say, not fully engaged would be less than 800. But there's no clear information saying that there's so many hundreds of people who are looking for work. Because I know that our proof employers have been trying really hard to keep everybody engaged because there's been a down season and now it's starting up again. During the winter period, there was a down season.
Now, talking about protocols earlier, we've heard from several workers who've expressed concern about health risks of travelling to Australia during a global pandemic. But as we know, there is no community transmission in the Northern Territory. Are you confident that these Vanuatu seasonal workers will not be put at risk?
Well, this is the thing. We've been doing everything to make sure that they are well briefed and to know that there is always a risk when going to a country that's got COVID-19. But it's quite clear that the distance between Melbourne and, say, Katherine is equidistant between Vanuatu and Brisbane. So it's quite a long distance to be overly fearful. It's, of course, important for people to observe the protocols that have been well and truly explained to them.
Now, this is a pilot program, but the Australian government recently announced the full Pacific Seasonal Worker Program and Labour Mobility Scheme will be restarting. Do you think there will be more new vans who want to follow the 160-something workers heading into this pilot?
Absolutely. There's a lot of new Vanuatu interested in going back and getting work, as you know. Basically, the tourism sector in Vanuatu is nearly dead. And there is, of course, agriculture, but agriculture's got limitations in terms of what kind of monies can be got from the products, because everybody's going back into production and the markets are not really that big. So everybody's making decisions based on how they can possibly support their respective families. And I think there's a lot of new Vanuatu who want to go back to work.
Now, there may be some new Vanuatus who want to head over to this program, but as we know, the decision by the Vanuatu government was that of quite a late decision, you know, the 11th hour, say. So do you think the Vanuatu government would be likely to allow more workers to follow suit?
I'm sure everybody's interested in how this pilot goes and everybody will be watching it very closely. And I'm pretty certain that the Vanuatu government will be able to allow others to go on once this one is proven to be a success.
John, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Pacific Beat.
No worries, Mala. Thank you so much.
That was John Salong, an opposition MP in Vanuatu and a former recruitment agent for seasonal workers to Australia.